Welcome to the Militant Grind Show, where we dive deep into the journeys of those who've mastered the art of being their best selves. Every episode is a testament to resilience, dedication, and the pursuit of excellence, embodying our tagline, the most honorables. Here you'll find inspiration, insights, and strategies to elevate your life in every aspect. For more empowering content and to join our community of achievers, visit us at militantgrind.com. Let's embark on this journey together because the grind never stops. Are you ready for a radical transformation? Join the ranks of the most honorables. Our proven methods forge resilience, sharpen strategic thinking, and unlock your true potential. We'll challenge you mentally, physically, and spiritually, preparing you to overcome any obstacle. Visit militantgrindacademy.com and begin your evolution. Greatness awaits. Forge your path. Ignite your future. Most of all, join the movement.
Yo, what's up, y'all? I'm here with a longtime friend of mine, Young Miller the Don.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, my brother?
What's good with you, bro?
Man,
about time, man.
Yeah, about time, man. Like, you've been moving, bro.
Yes, sir, bro. Got to keep it pushing, bro.
Yeah, exactly, man. I listened to something from you a couple of days ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just talking about your journey from Louisiana to where you are now in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, inspired by that. I was just like, I watched the documentary about the No Limit documentary, and I ended up mm-hmm. learning a lot about New Orleans.
Right.
And I was like, damn, this has been a very rough place, like something that I could never imagine being from LA. I was like, our projects are bad, but theirs are, you know what I'm saying, on another level.
Yeah, it is, bro. It's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm just blessed I was able to come to Cali, bro, man. It's crazy growing up out there, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's different, man.
Yeah. And then the mindset that you have to be in to even get up out of there, you know what I'm saying? And then go somewhere different. That just takes a different type of individual, because a lot of times people are scared to even get out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or they're just like afraid of the unknown, man. So I wanted to just salute you for taking that leap and changing your life to become the person that you are today.
Man, appreciate it, bro. You got to change. You got to, in New Orleans, the furthest people really go sometimes. You got people in New Orleans that only went to Baton Rouge, and that's 40 minutes away from New Orleans.
Mm.
For me to come out to Cali and see Hollywood and see the houses on the hills and just to see all this beautiful stuff God built, you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing coming from New Orleans, man. It's a different type of motivation, and I had to change my mindset. When I came out here, I was still in New Orleans mindset, but as time went on, I matured and I switched up my mindset.
Yeah, what year did you actually come out here?
2001.
Oh, okay, so that was before Katrina hit.
Mm-hmm, before Katrina.
Oh, so you went to high school out here?
Yep.
Where'd you go?
When my first high school, I went to Uni.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to, after that, we went to Beverly Hills High.
Oh, that must be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a difference. Uni, it was in Brentwood, but the kids from LA catching the buses coming to that school, so it was a lot of shit popping at that school.
You had
different little dudes from different sections, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's when I learned about banging in LA. I seen it on the movies. When I went to that high school Uni, I was like, oh man, this shit real. Like, I used to hang out with my partner named Justin. He a blood or whatever. And the Crips used to be like, we gonna beat your ass cause you hanging with him. And bro was like, man, you ain't gotta hang out with me. They gonna keep fucking with you. I'm like, man, I'm from New Orleans. I ain't worried about all that, but I'm so cool. Everybody was just cool with me. I was cool with him. I was cool with them. You know what I'm saying? So it was all love, man.
Yeah, my uncle actually went to Uni, and he's from South Central.
Mm.
And he was one of he's a South Central roughneck legend. So if you meet him, and you'd be like, man, you went to school in Santa Monica? And it's in Brentwood or Santa Monica?
Yeah, Brentwood.
Okay, yeah. You wouldn't believe that he ever went to that school because of, like, his demeanor now. So, yeah, I understand.
Right.
Yeah, I went to Crenshaw.
Okay.
Yeah, I lived a totally different experience than you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, that's what's up, bro. That's definitely what's up. And so, let's just go further into your adjustment. So, what was the reason why you actually came here?
So I was in New Orleans, getting in trouble, fighting and stuff. And so P used to send like limos out when he was staying in Baton Rouge to come get me out on weekends, you know what I'm saying, so I can get out of the city. And then he got tired of flying back and forth to LA and Louisiana and Texas. So he told my mom, look, I'm gonna move him with me so he can have a better lifestyle and come out to LA and go to school and do something with himself. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much why I moved out here, man, because I was getting into trouble out there.
Did you live with him when you came out here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's major.
Live right
boy,
with him,
Master P couldn't be my uncle when me lived in LA. I would have been out here acting a fool.
Man, stunned.
That was a time to, you were stunned. You had, you know what I'm saying?
Man, like, I had access to a lot, man. I was doing my thing, jeweled up, had fun, man.
Yeah, no, I could only imagine, bro.
It was a blessing, bro. Like, it was like, damn. I used to lay down like, damn. Used to be in New Orleans, hear a gunshot out the window any minute. Now I'm in Cali in the hills. It's just peaceful up here, you know what I'm saying? Only thing I got to worry about is a mountain lion or something.
A coyote and all that.
Man. So it was, man, it was fun. It was a blessing. I had a good childhood, bro.
Yeah.
Great childhood. Traveled all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, bro.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a blessed thing, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't have that opportunity. Nah. Even if they are related to somebody that's a celebrity, they still don't have that opportunity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you're right.
So it's just good that he was able to bring you out here and change your life. You know what I'm saying? So you've been in the music industry. I think we met, what, 2009? Just about?
Like 2009, 2010, around that.
Yeah, we were supposed to come. You didn't perform at one of my showcases, huh? You were supposed to.
I was supposed to. I think I had went back to New Orleans for a minute, and then I came back. But I was supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I was supposed to.
Man, it's crazy. So my first showcase, Kendrick Lamar performed there, Schoolboy Q, Abso, AD, AV. You know what I'm saying? Some legends, by the way.
Man. And I was supposed to be on the ticket, and I missed it, man. We're all good, though.
Yeah, man. We had it popping, man. But it's good to see you're still, like, harnessing your craft and being consistent with this tough industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Because I'm close to a couple people in the industry, and I just be like, man, I don't know how y'all do it. You know what I mean?
Man, you definitely got to be strong mentally, bro. It's a hard industry, bro, for sure. But, man, it's something I love, so I just kept at it, man. And I caught a little wave, and shit, I'm wavy.
Yeah. Do you do, like, performances, tours, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm about to get back doing all that, you know, the COVID. You know, that shut stuff down. And then after COVID, I went through a rough patch with label I was signed to and management.
Mm-hmm.
So I fell back for a year, you know, so I can get myself right mentally and all that, because that can take a toll on you, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And then 2003, I jumped back in, and I got some loyal good bros around me, like, bro.
Oh, 2023.
Yeah, 2023. Okay. So, yeah. Like, 2022, I, like, fell back and just got my mind right in. 23, I jumped back in it. Like I was saying, my bros was motivating me, like, bro, you need to go hard, man. You got it. So we just start dropping stuff, and I caught a little wave, and, man, I'm blessed, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's definitely what's up, man. I know that was a pretty depressing time for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was. You know? I lost my pops during that time.
That was it too, COVID?
Yeah, and in July, I was in New Orleans. We went out to eat. Said we're going to start talking more. He's going to be a better father, Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Time went on. COVID hit, what, 2020 in April? They announced it. And he was, like, telling me he had to go in and get some kind of surgery. I can't remember. And then I get the call the next day. He passed from COVID while he was in surgery.
Damn.
So it's just, oh, man, we just start back talking. Like, I'm trying to get back good with each other. But
yeah.
He was a preacher. My dad was a preacher. A lot of people don't know that. So, like, when I do positive songs and stuff like that, that inner side come out of me, that positive. Some people say I'm preaching.
That's actually a good wave right now.
It is.
Like,
it is.
Shit, a lot of people want to connect to something, like, higher. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm starting to see, like, a shift in music now. Because you think about the most popular guys, they're talking about positivity and mental health and things like that, which is a good thing. But, like, sometimes I got to dig into, like, my gangster rap just to keep me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got a new song we just laid down tonight called Ride Along.
Mm-hmm.
It's a positive song produced by my bro, Legendary Harry from Chicago, feature of my boy, D. Stewart, that you met out there. And it's basically about taking a little homie on a ride along, stopping him from throwing his life away, getting tricked out his life, getting tricked out the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like a bar that everybody love in a song, I say, yeah, if it's beef, your homie might slide along, but when you in the back of that hearse, you gonna ride alone, you know what I'm saying? Talking to the youth, somebody gotta step up and let them know throwing their life away ain't it, man.
Yeah.
That ain't it, man. It's too many. The jailhouse packs with people our colors, man. I'm trying to see them corporate office pack like that. It's time for somebody to step up, whether this get big or not. I did my part. I'm trying to help the youth. Somebody got to do it.
Yeah. And that's real, man. And it's just so easy to get caught up. But I don't feel like a lot of people have the foresight for what they're doing.
Exactly. And you can be riding with your people and, you know, the ops might see y'all.
Yeah. And
bullets ain't got no name.
Yeah. No, that's so true, too.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I had a couple situations like that. L.A., it's still things going on.
Man,
you know?
L.A. crucial.
Man, yeah, because it's like, it looks like Disneyland, but then it's so easy for you to get caught up and get into the wrong things.
Don't
you know what I'm saying?
Let them palm trees fool you. L.A. is the jungle, baby, right. For real.
It's so political and how you operate. And you just got to move so militant. Yeah,
man,
exactly.
See what I mean?
Yeah, bro, you do. That's why it's Militant Grind. That's why I named my brand that, because I was just like, what really resonates with me? You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I'm always hustling. I'm always grinding. That's how we met.
Right.
But then it's also the way I think is so militant because, you know, my people was in the Nation of Islam and in the army. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I was raised around militant people. So I was like, yeah, that's what I got to go with. But you do have to be that way to survive out here. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, man. Yeah. You definitely got to be like that. I move militant. People be asking me how I move around L.A. Shit, I move smart. I move militant. And then, for one, it's crazy because in L.A., you know how people say, I don't be in places that I ain't got to worry about and all that. In L.A., you still got to worry about it because they might have the homegirl or something in that scoping shit out. Woo-dee-woo, you know what I'm saying?
And everybody got to get vouched for, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to, if you have fancy cars, you better have a low-profile car as well. Because you can't go everywhere with these fancy nice cars.
Hell no, bro. When I was in that Rolls, I ain't even hold you. I was nervous. Man, bro saw how I was nervous.
Yeah.
Because I was hearing just different stories, how they've been following people in nice cars in Beverly Hills and robbing them. Unfortunately, I had to go out into the field and film some content and all that, but I ain't gonna lie, boy, I was nervous as hell because I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the gun law out here in L.A. is
terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah, you can't protect yourself.
I can't even have a pole in there. I gotta have my security and shit, but it's just crazy, man. But, man, I pray L.A. get better. It's a beautiful place, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We got the beaches out here. Come on, man.
Yeah, we just need more opportunities. That's the only thing.
That's what New Orleans need, man. Yeah. You know? I seen they supposed to be opening up, like, they had the Six Flags down there. And when Katrina hit, it got messed up. But they supposed to be, like, opening up something soon. So that's all my city really need, man. Something for them youngins to do, man. If not, they going to be crazy, go crazy out there, man. So I feel like that's what all cities, man. They just need something for the youth to get into.
Yeah, that's true. I've been to New Orleans Airport, but I never actually been outside and visited, though. Man. I would like to see it, but then it don't be like a real reason for me. I'm not into all those festivals and stuff like that, Mardi Gras. People like, yeah, but I'm like, man, I don't drink. I definitely don't eat pork and all that.
I don't eat pork.
And all that stuff y'all be on, like gators and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't mess with it. I'm from there, but I don't eat the gators and coons and none of that. I'm good.
No? For religious reasons?
Nah, I just ain't eating that shit.
You don't eat like crawfish or nothing like
that? Yeah, I eat crawfish, but like alligator, they be having like raccoon sausage and shit. I'm not eating none of that, bro. Like, this shit get deep down.
For real. Crawfish is like a little bug anyway.
But rabbit legs and shit. Frog legs and shit. Real talk, bro. I ain't eat none of that, man.
Damn, I'm surprised. I thought people from New Orleans eat anything until I met you.
Nah, I ain't messing with it, man. They chitlins, I don't do nothing.
You Muslim
that.
Or something? What's up?
Nah, bro. It's just, I ain't messing with it.
You don't drink, you don't eat pork. Nah. Just get convert to Islam, bro. What's
man,
up?
Man, I've been hearing, hey, man, my people been trying to They been trying to get me every time Ramadan hit. They hit me like, you joining Ramadan with us? I'm like, go ahead, bro. Do your thing.
No, that's pretty tough.
Yeah, Ramadan tough. Yeah. You Muslim?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I can't. Right. Yeah, but yeah, if I do to say anything, I would say that.
Okay.
But I have did Ramadan before.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Man, I'm already.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was hard, but waking up in the morning and then you just sitting there watching the clock for every minute to go by. And as soon as it happens, boom, you know what I'm saying? But man. Then it's like sacrificing yourself for something greater is always a good thing. You know what I mean? So I'm sacrificing for God.
Right.
Plus, even though I'm not like praying five times a day and doing that, I was just like, I can instill this discipline to help me with other stuff. Because at the end of the day, like everything takes discipline.
For sure.
Yeah, man. What you working on now?
Man, I'm about to start working on my album. I'm gonna drop that in June, so I'm just knocking out songs right now so I can pick, see what's gonna fit the album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to start my own podcast show.
Mm-hmm. Called what?
It's called Beat by Beat.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so you have artists on that or something?
Yeah.
What's the okay.
Artists and different entertainers, you know what I'm saying? Basically, they're gonna break their life story down beat by beat, different with beats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
it's gonna be pretty dope. And then I got a couple of cameos and some movies coming up. Man, I'm just trying to work, stay busy, bro.
Damn, cameos?
Yeah.
What are you? You can't say it.
Because it's with one of them big wigs. I ain't trying to. I'll tell you off camera.
Man,
I'll
see you on the new Magic Mic. That's all I'm gonna say.
Nah.
But no, that's what's up, though, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir, man.
Oh, that's what's up, bro. It's good to hear you, like, still productive, still pushing the line. I'm saying it's cutthroat and how difficult I'm saying
man,
times could be and
sure.
things could be. You know what I'm saying? Dealing mm-hmm. with people that ain't doing the right business and you know what I'm saying the loss of your father, that could be tough. But I often tell people that they have to, you know, use some of their pain to actually keep them pushing forward.
Yeah, that's what I do, bro.
You know what I mean? And I see that.
Yes, sir. That's what I do for sure, man.
Yeah.
I use that pain to motivate me, so. Mm-hmm. I use my pain, I use my people pain. They going through something, I just use pain to motivate me. So I definitely get motivated when I'm going through something. I call back home, one of my cousins going through something or something, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm just going hard, man.
Yeah, man, I know the internet's basically been exposing a lot that's been happening in the Miller family, you know what I mean?
Man.
And I'm just like, what the? I absolutely hate it, but then it is what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Like,
no comment man. But yeah, man.
Yeah, we all seen it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
y'all seen it, man. I don't choose sides. I love everybody. Everybody, we all got the same blood, so I love everybody, man. And I just hope everything be good, man.
And we all got to stand on our own, too, one day.
Exactly.
Know? I remember you telling me that a while ago. I was like, man, your uncle, whoop de whoop. And he was like, man, my uncle told me that I need to be a man to stand on my own, too. And I just felt that. I was like, but shit, nigga, have him get on the song or something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then I think that's what we were talking about. And he was like, nah, man, I got to be my own man. And I was just like, damn. And then I just now found you after, like, years. You still doing it. I'm like, oh shit. So it hit different now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
Like it hit way different now. One thing that I have learned is like you have to have something to offer somebody else to mess with you, and they're not just gonna mess with you for who you are. You know what I mean?
Facts.
You gotta be like, hey, I have this opportunity. Hey, I could connect. So what value do you bring these people? And if you don't have nothing to value, you gotta go back to the drawing board and build your stuff up and then come to them. You know
exactly,
what I'm saying?
Exactly, man.
Yeah, so yeah, bro, I really applaud that, bro. Seriously.
Appreciate it, bro, for sure, man.
No doubt, man.
You already know.
Good travel with you, my brother.
Yes, sir, bro.
Yeah.
This ain't the last one.
Nah.
We locked in, bro. You know how we used to be back in the day? You was my big bro. You already know.
Yeah,
ain't nothing changed, man.
Man, appreciate that, bro, for real. That's like solid, you know what I'm saying? Because I was just like, sometimes, bro, when you're dealing with industry people, you just never know how the shit gonna be.
Yeah.
But I saw you saw me was like, hey, yeah, man, bro, was solid. But now I know that you look at people for who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I don't be tripping off statuses, none of that.
Yeah.
Bro. I treat everybody with the same respect.
Yeah.
go out here thinking I'm better than nobody, you know what I'm saying? So I don't tripping off that. I'm humble, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to always be humble. I ain't going to let nothing make me act Hollywood, none of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm just always that humble guy. If you hit me up, need something, there's something I can do for you and help you, I'm going to do that, man. That's just how I am.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to let nobody take advantage of me, but if there's something I can do for you and I got a plug to it, I'm going to plug you in, man.
Yeah, why not? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That ain't stopping to hurt me.
Right. And the more people that you connected to that you help put on, the better it is for you because y'all bouncing off of each other.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I just don't be understanding why people won't just see you doing something, but hey man, let me give you a little leg up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you doing this? Let me help you out a little bit. And then it's now you got a circle of winners. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like when I deal with other cultures, I see that like all they talk about is just bringing each other up and positivity.
Exactly.
You know what
man.
I'm saying? And if you see somebody that has the potential, why not? Because you could change their life and in turn change other people's lives and change your life.
Exactly, you know? Bro. So that's what people, we got to push that. We got to push that out there to the line, bro. People got to be like that, man. Like I was talking to one of my mentors, and he was like, bro, you need to go ahead and find you about one or two artists and some producers. And I thought about it. I was like, bro, I could do that. I got resources, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get into that real soon.
Yeah.
You know, because I want to, you know what I'm saying? That'll make me feel good helping somebody else succeed and get a chance to feed their family and shit. Like,
yeah.
Man, that's a beautiful feeling right there, man.
Man, it is, bro.
For real.
That's a legacy you leaving behind for the world. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when people think about you when you go, they're going to be like, man, this dude really helped out my family.
Right.
Like, he wasn't just a selfish guy, and I feel like impact is more important than anything. You know, people ain't going to remember you for having the Rolls Royce. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that ain't going to be on your obituary.
No.
But who you impacted, who you helped, the people that's going to be there when it's your time to come, they're supporting your family and you. That's what's going to be more important than anything.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I go, I want all kind of people, like, hitting my folks up like, hey, what y'all need? I got y'all here. I'm going to donate some money. I don't want just want, like, real love being shown and support. And I've been to a couple of funerals within this past year, so I just be looking at life a little differently.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, sir.
And that's when I started the podcast and started doing this, because if you have a voice that could help people out, why not just put it out there? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, we on the same path, bro. Man, I might need to get you on a song or something.
Let's get it, bro. You already know.
All right.
Let's get it, man.
We hope you're leaving this episode feeling empowered. Remember, greatness is a choice. To stay updated on our latest content and continue sharpening your edge, hit that subscribe button. Let's keep grinding together. Remember to visit militantgrind.com.